Welcome, Tale Tellers. It's a lovely Monday and it's raining like crazy still. So, umbrellas it is. Hopefully the weather is just right where you are. Over here it is pouring. But let's get to the story. Today's story is titled Welcome to Hell by author Lucky Number. I really like their style and I seem to gravitate towards their stories every time. They're just brilliant. So a big thank you to you, Lucky Number, for this one. It's a short one, but I'm going to have more on the way this week that are hopefully just as good as this one. Perhaps more audio drama-ish or full-on series, we'll see how we go. Now let's jump into our shout-outs. Troy Shaw, mate, thank you for the likes and keen ears as always. Cheers, mate. Arkin Brother, thanks buddy for the support. Looking forward to your upcoming story. Sin, thank you for the likes and support. Cheers. And we have three new listeners that have really taken me by surprise. No joke, they went on a listening spree and probably between them have listened to at least 150 to 200 combined episodes. Just them. My goodness. I'm totally flattered, so a big thank you to Skeleton Flip, More Noir, and Wee Woo Wee Woo. Seriously, I really appreciate it. So thank you. And also a little special thanks to Wee Woo Wee Woo for the reminder to fix episode 77. I'm on it. Also, some new podcasts that have supported this channel. Podcast vs. Podcast, where two best friends talk about anything and have a good time. So check them out. Our next supporter is Super PP Time. Serious. Oh, man. Next thing I'll hear, it's created by The Goat and Wee Woo Wee Woo. This channel is all things insane and comically absurd. So please check them out. Hostel Discourse, where a podcast crew discusses hypotheticals and semantics. Very cool. And lastly but not least, The Crazy Town Podcast, for your ongoing support, and check them out if you love all things weird and wacky but news related. Okay, as this channel grows, I'm getting more awesome fans, more supporters, and brilliant people listening. That's you. So I'm going to do shoutouts for all of them, but I might space it out every second day. See how we go, because that way I can really appreciate my fans with proper shoutouts, and I won't cram them all in one hit. I seriously appreciate my fans, so I'm working on this. Now, turn the lights off, the sound up. Do you hear that? Don't worry, let me distract you with something different. Welcome to Hell by Lucky Number. I rub my eyes involuntarily, the moist crust of sleep detaching from my face and onto my fingers. A yawn erupts from my tired maw.
Where am I?
Bewildered and alone, I step forward. I look down, repulsed, to investigate the mire that I'm standing in. It's skin, just dead flesh, but it's dewy, like I'm walking across the leprous scalp of some godforsaken giant. Perplexed now, my bearings come into focus. I cough, my body attempting to expel ghostly clouds of stench, injecting themselves into my lungs. The rot here is unbearable. On all sides of me, nothing but grimy waste. A landfill of dark shapes and pulpy rows of something. A dense fog intercepts my vision, so that I cannot see past the murky valley I inhabit. What is this nightmare? I'm sleeping. Must be. I remember my wife and three kids. I can still picture sitting listlessly in a windowless boardroom somewhere, daydreaming about my weekend plans, going on a drive out to the country with my wife, just me and... Wait, that can't be. That's insane. Why am I not remembering my own wife's name? What sick joke is this? Am I drugged? I need to find some place to sit. Roaming through the bleak mist, I look around for anything resembling a structure. A house, a road, something. And there is something. Some thing. Crouching in a puddle of tepid fluid is a gargoyle of a creature that seems equal parts toad, rat, and bird of prey. Leathery wings lay tattered on its back, its scaly skin pocked with devilish scars and open sores. Retching what appears to be blood and bile, this deformed ogre raises its head towards me.
Good morning. Are you well?
I'm dumbfounded. What kind of beast is this? And more importantly, why am I not shocked that it's talking to me?
Where to begin? I'm lost. That must be clear to you. This place is not where I belong. I have a family and a life elsewhere. I need to get back. I have not enough sense to feel frightened, and frankly, I'm more confused than anything. I need a way out of here.
My head wilts as I look to the fleshy mass currently serving as my guide.
Is this? Or do I even want to know?
It laughs.
You're not. This isn't. Well, it's not what you think. No. Do you really lack all knowledge?
The abomination chortles. Now the creature exhales, a witching groan escaping from its soggy mouth. A ghoulish breeze creeps lazily over the skin-littered ground, making its way to where I stand transfixed. Unseen fingers pry apart my dark cloak, revealing what abides underneath. Haunting memories throb into my brain as I look down to see not feet, but glistening talons and hooves. The bulbous speaking thing forms what looks like a smile.
You've had another dream, my liege. This one has quite entranced you. I dare say your work here is getting to you.
What an awesome story. Just great. Thanks, Lucky Number. You can find a link to his story in the description. For those of you wondering what I'm working on, well, I have a couple of big stories in the works. Carl Brandt's big yokai story, which I'm breaking up into parts. Yep, it's gonna be awesome. Jace York's Tale Teller series, which is just great. Some more Reddits, a huge story from the Jesse Clark on this podcasting channel. It is gonna be big, trust me. And also working with the writer from Empty, which is a podcast on SoundCloud. So check that guy out as well. So stay tuned, everyone, and have a fantastic day or night wherever you awesome people are. And if you want to support this channel, all you got to do is just share it around. Find someone who loves stories or just loves listening or loves creative stories. A share is the easiest way to spread these stories around and help grow this channel. It's as easy as that. If you're feeling super generous, an iTunes review goes a long way. So far, I've got 10, which is absolutely fantastic. If you get some time to hop on iTunes and do the review, my special thanks to you. But no stress if you haven't got the time. I appreciate you just listening. So thanks a lot. Well, Telltellers, it's that time. This is the place where stories live, and you Telltellers come to listen. Enjoy your day or night, and join me every weekday for our creepy tradition. And as always, till next time.